Brewers 360 is sponsored by All Right Home and Remodeling, and Brewers manager Craig Council is our guest on this Tuesday morning. Yeah, how about that, Skipper? I mean, you got a guy, Scherzer, 68 pitches into the seventh in a perfect game, but I'm guessing if you were in the same position, you'd have pulled him, maybe not necessarily at that point, but, you know, preserving him for the playoff stretch more important than that individual goal. But it's got to be tough as a manager to make that call.
Yeah, I mean, he was coming off the injured list. He's had a couple of oblique injuries, so, you know, I don't have all their information. But he was pitching great, and obviously they had a plan going into the game and then stuck to it.
Craig, I don't know about you, but I think from, you know, an outsider's perspective, these last, you know, couple, five, six, seven games against the Yankees and the Mets have really felt like playoff atmospheres. Are you guys treating it like the postseason already? Is that the mentality inside the clubhouse?
Well, I mean, I think we know these are important games. There's not many games left. We've got to win games. We're chasing a teams to get into the playoffs. So I think they just take on greater importance. And that's, you do what you got to do as much as you can. So I don't know if they're, you know, treating them like playoff games. I don't know how you exactly do that, but I think we know they're really important and we know we're running out of time, and that creates urgency for sure.
Craig, last night maybe the defensive play of the game came from the ball boy along the first base line there at AmFam Field. Did you see that kid flash the leather on that dive in the fourth inning?
No, I was blocked out, but I heard the cheers and figured there was something cool happened or fun happened.
Do you ever have any of those moments growing up when you were bopping around the ballpark? Anything cool? Like you made a play and you look around and go, "Oh my God, I just did that! I hope everybody saw it."
Well, I've always wondered, like, what possesses a ball boy to dive during the game? Like, I've always wondered what they're thinking at that moment when they say, "I'm going to dive." But it was everybody clapped and cheered, so I figured something cool happened.
Are you going to have to scout him now? Like, we could ask David on Thursday, like, you know, advanced scouting, get him in the organization at, like, A-ball or something?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Maybe get a shot.
I still like seeing kids bring their gloves to the yard. I mean, that was a staple when we were kids. You've always brought your glove to County Stadium in case you needed to make that catch on a foul or whatever.
Is there an age limit on that, though? This is a big debate. I'm curious Craig's opinion. Is there an age limit on bringing the glove to the ballpark?
You don't like to see grown man with his ball glove.
If you're 35, bring them in. I don't know.
I think there should be an age limit, yes. I'm in favor of a national age limit on bringing glove to the park, yes.
As long as we're changing rules in MLB, might as well throw that in.
Set the decree right now, Craig. It's up to you. Set the law. What's the age that you can't bring the glove to AmFam Field anymore? It's on you.
I'm gonna go 14.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
Oh, okay.
14.
Yeah, then, you're in high school by then, right? Yeah.
And if you're 15 and you happen to get a ball, does it have to go to a kid younger?
Yes. Yeah, then you pass it on to a kid, yes.
Another good rule.
That should be a rule as well, yeah.
Hmm. I remember I got a ball from my brother got a ball from Eddie Romero back in the day. We had, like, I don't know what got into my dad one year, but he really sprung for the red seats, and we were right up close, man. And Eddie, you know, they're just tossing just before the ball game, and he just walked up and plopped that ball right in my brother's glove. It was a phenomenal moment.
I'll say this, though, guys. I stabbed one barehanded at Jacobs Field off the bat of Ichiro, off the facade. So it was like a ricochet.
Okay.
But it feels cooler to do it with the bare hand instead of the glove. I'll say that.
There's no video evidence of that, I can assure
you. But did you keep the ball? That's the bigger question.
I think I was like 15. It was like 2006, so you're right, Craig. There was no video evidence. We didn't all have the iPhones in the pockets, but a cool moment nonetheless.
Well, we're hoping plays that we're talking about on the field as well tonight, Craig. Best of luck against the Mets here as we keep this thing alive.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.